Welcome back to episode 32 of the Breakfast Burrito Club. Happy New Year's Eve.
Breakfast Burrito Podcast.
Breakfast Burrito Goddammit, Podcast.
Bro. Episode 32 and you're still unsure about what our podcast is called?
It's Magic Johnson number. I'm not going to say the rest.
All right, it's a Magic Johnson episode. Round of applause, quietly. The mic is kind of hot, you know. It's Magic Johnson episode 32. Breakfast Burrito Podcast. And what a ride, you know what I mean? What a phenomenal thing we've done here.
We've done it for more than half the year. There's 52 weeks in 1 year. Mm-hmm. We've done 32 episodes. 32 weeks.
When did we start? Like April?
Like March, April.
Probably March. Mm-hmm. Did you think that we'd still be doing the podcast?
No.
No?
You?
I think...
Not this many, at least.
No, I did. I did. Because... I'd say that we're not the most responsible people by ourselves, but when we work in a group, I feel like we're accountable. We hold each other accountable because I don't want to get called a bitch by you. You don't want to get called a bitch by me.
I feel like after like we got gang banged, cholo
got banged on, bro. Oh. Not gang banged. A cholo banged on us. He threw a set at us.
Yeah. All right. I feel like that was like our downfall. I feel after that's when we started like recording from your house.
Yeah, you know what? That moment was like, you know when Michael Jordan was getting bullied by the Pistons?
Yeah.
Like either Michael Jordan could have been like, you know what? I'm too small. I can't do it. But instead Michael Jordan is like, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to bulk up. That's what we did. The podcast bulked up, baby.
We went to Claret.
We went to what? That's Cudahy Park.
Yeah, we went to Cudahy Park. We improved.
We improved ourselves. And now we're here. Episode 32 of the Breakfast Burrito Podcast. I'm going to dap you up. So we did it, Eddie.
First dab of the day.
We had talked about doing a podcast for maybe like 2 years. It was always like just this thing we'd say when we said some funny shit. We're like, dude, we should have a podcast.
We would talk about it at like 2, 3 a.m. playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, just, you know, it would get real emotional. And we'd go, yeah, man, whatever. I'll see you tomorrow. Or I'll talk to you tomorrow. It was pandemic, you know?
Yeah. Prime pandemic.
When we started the podcast, we were still wearing our masks all the time. You know, we were all like scared as fuck. I was like, Lysol, like putting Lysol in the car when you left and shit. And now look at us here, man. Omicron is back. It's whooping everyone's ass. Everyone's getting sick.
Not us, though.
Not us. I'm boosted up.
You haven't got COVID, huh?
I don't think so.
I didn't get COVID this year. I think that's a dub.
This year?
Yeah.
You had it in 2020?
Yeah.
Well, shit. That's pretty good. I think maybe if I did have COVID, I had it in 2020. Mm. But, I always attributed it to strep throat.
Because
I had strep throat when I was in college, and it felt the same way. But all of a sudden, I was at work, and I just started feeling really tired, like a fever. I couldn't fucking talk. My throat hurt. And I just thought it was strep throat. It might have been COVID.
But you know what? We're boosted now.
We're boosted up, baby. Boosted. You know,
we just need to be stimulated.
We do our best. We take care of ourselves, and we go to the gym. You want to tell people about the gym yesterday?
We went to the gym, me, Marcos, and Andres.
Shout out to Andres. Just beautiful
three,
man.
Just three sexy dudes working out on the Stairmaster. Two machines apart.
We snuck in. I got snuck in, like, illegally into the UFC gym.
We snuck this win.
Eddie didn't want me to pay the $18. He's like, look, use this code and just say that, say you're me.
And it worked.
And it worked, yeah. Thank God for lazy workers, bro. They really just fucking...
Thank God for Americans. White Americans. Yeah,
thank God for the lack of unions and, you know, work that is very...
Work ethics.
Yeah, work that is very depressing. Yeah, workers that don't care. So, thank you to those guys. They allowed me to sneak into the gym. But yeah, keep going.
We started with Stairmaster. I fucking hated every single minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we did dips. I hated that too. Then we did bench, and then incline bench, and then cable, and then yeah.
All right, so yeah, basically it was a chest workout, right? And I had asked Eddie, like 2 days ago, I think, when you told me about the gym, and I was like, what are we going to do? And you said, we're gonna bench, we're going to do chest. And I was like, you know what? I just did chest, but I was like, I ain't no bitch. What am I going to say? No? I was like, all right, for sure. And then 2 days ago, I was like, I'm going to do shoulders. Right? So whatever, I went in, I was like, ah, whatever. But I'm like, you know what? When you're in a group, like, if you're by yourself training, you feel like... You kind of bitch out, you give yourself excuses, but in a group, you're like, nah, like, I don't want to be a bitch.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, yesterday, you know what? Eddie got the best of me. So I'm going to dap you up right here again. People, Eddie outlifted me yesterday. While we were bench pressing. And this guy just, you know, he had more in him. More in him than I did. Yeah, how did you feel?
The student became the teacher.
The student became the teacher. And the teacher became he's still a teacher, but not as good, you know what I mean?
Just like the first time me and Marcus worked out, he said now bench me.
Yeah.
I was super scared.
Eddie was green, that's why. Eddie was like the guy at the gym that... You were the guy at the gym that you could tell that you wanted to work out, but you just...
I didn't know what to do. I told Marcus I'm going to start off heavy so I don't get tired.
Yeah. Marcus. Eddie's attitude was like, you have to get your hardest sets in. Your hardest set has to be your first set.
Yeah.
Because from there, it's downhill. That was your attitude, right? Like, I only have, like, 5 minutes worth of energy, so I have to do all the heavy lifting in these fucking 5 minutes. Right? I don't know. We started working out. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? I'm like, whatever. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know how we grew up and shit. Like,
fuck it.
Like, what? You're lying, man. I remember even telling you, like, are you sure? And you're like, yeah. Like, I'm going to do it like this. I'm like, all right.
Marcus, you just have to spot me on the quarter. Just the quarter, that's it.
Yeah, just the quarter was a fucking...
Spot.
That was a whole event. Oh my god.
Don't ask Marcus to spot you, that will kill you.
tell him what happened. Tell him.
We're doing an incline. It was incline, huh?
No, it was flat bench. Incline. I'm not an incline.
Yeah. And I was struggling.
Incline, barbell, bench. Press. Yeah.
Bench. Yeah. And I was struggling and I was choking and this man did not help me.
To be fair, Eddie's the kind of guy that when he's failing a set, he'll let the bar rest on his chest. And when you're going to pull it up to save him, he goes, no. Or he goes, nope. And he tries to push it up again, right? So I'm like, all right. The bar got stuck. It dropped onto Eddie's chest. I reach down to grab it. And I start pulling it up. And he pulls it down. Or at least I feel like he's pulling it down. Like telling me, like, no. Like, leave my bar. So I move my hands. And I'm waiting for, like, the big push, you know? Like, here he comes. Like, redemption rep. And all I hear is Eddie go, help! And then right away Andres pulls the bar up and he's like, why didn't you guys help me? I genuinely thought that you were going to try to push it again.
I was choking on the bar.
But it's so funny because like you had no air in you. You dead ass couldn't talk.
Let's find demons. This is how I'm going to go,
dude. I've never gotten stuck like on a like that on a flat bench, but it's happened to me like 3 times on the incline.
Really?
Where I'm like doing it by myself here at the house and I'll be repping it out. And let's say I do 5, but the 5th one felt like I really pushed it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? One more. And I go up, it goes up about a third of the way or halfway and it falls back and I'm fucked, dude. There's nobody here. Mm-hmm. So you have to like just roll the bar off your chest and try to drop it gently onto your thighs or your hip. And it's always pretty fucking embarrassing, but that was pretty funny, dude.
I remember like 2 years ago, I was benching a plate, and that's when it was heavy for me. And I dropped it, and no one was there to help me. And I put the clips on, so I couldn't like lean it off. So I just rolled off the bench, and I went home right after. I left the bar there, and I didn't reach that.
You left the bar on the floor?
Yeah, I was so embarrassed.
What gym was it?
UFC.
UFC? Oh, shit. And there's a lot of people?
Yeah, and then luckily, like a month later, it closed down.
Also, people had a chance to forget. I guarantee people did not forget. If I saw it, I would not forget.
I haven't seen anyone there. I haven't seen people there, so.
That's fucked up, huh? If you're like, I mean, when you were failing the rep, did you ever think about going like, help, like, for somebody to help you out?
No, I was embarrassed. Dude, there ever one time, there's this guy, he was with his kids were like 8. And he was benching 3 plates. And he couldn't get it up anymore.
Oh,
and then
shit.
The kids are like, daddy, daddy, daddy. And like 3 guys had to come out.
Shit, dude.
Like, dude, that's embarrassing. Go take your kid to the kid center.
That's not your kid no more, dog. That kid will never respect you. Good luck. If that's like his...
That's the gym's kid.
If him and like his wife are divorced and that was his day with the kid will never respect them. Like, that's it, dude.
No.
Your dad... You saw your dad in the most vulnerable position.
This doesn't happen to my stepdad.
Yeah, my stepdad always finishes his sets, man. He's never... I don't know. Imagine how the dad felt. His 8-year-old son is running around telling people, oh, my dad is stuck. My dad's going to die. Yeah, it's a shitty feeling. I remember I failed the squat when was it? A while ago. I was working out with my dad right here. Mm. And I was just like, you know what? I hadn't squatted in a while. I was like, let's max out. Lazy fat guy shit. Right? Let's max out, bro. I was like, I will max out. And I think I was still warming up. And I was like at 2 plates and a quarter. Mm-hmm. And I missed a squat. I went down. I tried going up. I couldn't. And that's it. My dad like stepped in and like, you know, he spotted me. He picked me up. And that shit fucked with me like.
Mentally?
Like I had to go down to like a plate. Fuck. So my dad was like, oh, just like take off the quarter. Like, just rep out. Do like sets of 7 with the 2 plates. And I tried, but I was like scared. Like, fuck. Because I'm like, what if I can't pick it up? Which is stupid, right? Because like in the warm-ups, I was like blasting 2 plates. But after you fail, like a squat, because like a bench, you know, it sucks when you fail it, but people pick it up. Mm-hmm. But a squat, dude, like you can fall on your fucking face.
I'm scared of them.
Yeah, so a squat. Or like deadlift, right? Like deadlift is like the least scary because you just go into the deadlift. Either you're going to pick it up or you're not going to pick it up. Mm-hmm. That's it. Or you pick it up and it gets too heavy and you drop it. But squat, dude.
That's dangerous.
You're there. You have to do it. Like, you know Westside Barbell?
Which one?
Westside Barbell. It's like it's a gym in Ohio.
No.
It's a powerlifting gym, right? And the guy that runs it, his name's Louis Simmons. He's like this old school, like 1970s powerlifter. And this guy, like, had like some of the craziest lifters. They were squatting like over 1,000 pounds. Like every day somebody was squatting over 1,000 pounds in his gym, benching like +600.
What?
Crazy shit. And then one day, do you know what box squats are?
No.
All right, so basically it's like a squat, mm-hmm. but they put like a box or like a bench. So when you squat down, you sit on it and then you press up, right? So
oh, it helps.
Yeah. So he was doing that. And I guess he set the pins too low, mm-hmm. like the safeties. So when he missed the bench, he went like this and he got caught between the...
Fuck.
Yeah, between the, was it? The safeties and the bar. Mm-hmm. And he fucking snapped his spine. And he, like, fucked up his vertebrae.
So, was he paralyzed?
No, he just broke his back.
Oh.
But you think about shit like that, I'm like, a deadlift, like, what's the worst that can happen with a deadlift? Like, you pull, tear your bicep.
You pull, like, a disc?
Yeah, you slip a disc, which I think is kind of rare if you're, like, if you're going that heavy, like, to the point where you can slip a disc, like, it's just negligence if you fuck it up. Mm-hmm. You slip a bicep or you pass out.
I see people pass out.
Right? But even then, like, you pass out. Yeah, it looks, like, impactful. Like, holy shit, he looks dead. Right? But it's, like, you passed out, dude. That's it. Like, how you, the pressure, that's it. The bench, you get stuck. Or you tear a pec. But the squat, dude?
That's dangerous.
I do hack die, dog.
I do hack squat. Hack squats.
That's the one with the... Where you hold it like this?
No. So, it's, like, it's almost like a machine, but it's not a machine. Mm-hmm. So, you stand on it, and then, like...
Oh, okay. It's... Yeah, I get it. It's just like pads, right?
Yeah.
And you just, okay, I never did that one.
But, I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, when I would go to Choose Fitness, like, I would see the machines and stuff, but there was some that I was like, because I didn't know how to use them, mm-hmm. and the gym was always packed, I'm like, I don't want to go up to the machine.
Hey, bro, how do you use it?
Yeah.
Hey, bro,
can you teach me how to use it? Yeah, nobody wants to help you, or like, I'm sure people would help you, but I'm like, I don't want to look stupid or fucking ask for help. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll just do regular squat. But yeah, dude, yesterday was a good-ass workout. I had a good pump, some triceps. I hadn't worked out like that since... Yeah, come in. Oh, look, Caro is here.
Oh, it's Caro.
Caro, come in. Caro, come here. Caro, say something.
How are you, Caro?
I'm good, how are you?
Are you boosted?
Huh? Yes, are you?
Oh, I told you to wait.
For what?
I just told you to wait, but yeah, I'm boosted too. No, good. Only because I had to.
We're all boosted up. Thank you, Caro.
Thank you, Caro.
God bless you. What was I saying? That was my sister, Caro. She's very shy. She got very red. But it's okay. Yeah, that was a good-ass workout, dude. I used to work out like that when I first started working out. And then I just stopped, dude.
I liked it. I just don't like Stairmasters.
Oh, Stairmasters. I'd never done that shit before. It just seems like torture for no reason, like. You're going upstairs. You're simulating stairs. Like, the worst part of going anywhere is stairs.
I was sweating and I didn't like it.
And I was like, dude, I think I have COVID. I'm getting hot. And it's like, yeah, it's called sweating. And I was like, oh, shit. I hadn't sweat in so long. I was taking out my sweater. Like, damn, is anybody else hot in here? Yeah, dude, it's...
This people walked into the gym with a mask. Everyone was looking at him.
Well, yeah, dude. You guys didn't wear your mask to walk into the gym?
No.
No?
No.
Oh shit, I wore that. There was a few people wearing their mask.
They're losers.
They're losers? Alright, Doug. The mask is cool.
What is that? What'd you get?
This is a drink from Starbucks. It is called a venti chai tea latte with oat milk and a shot of espresso. Mm. It's very delicious. Has a lot of protein. Look. Saw that? How you swelled up right there?
You should get a venti iced chai with soy and cinnamon powder.
Cinnamon powder? What are you, Santa Claus? Cinnamon?
It revs it up.
It revs it up?
Yeah. And then two shots.
Look, what if I put a shot of this in there?
Do it. I've done it before.
Done it?
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to put a shot of whiskey inside of my chai tea latte.
You're crazy, fool. You're crazy.
I'm a crazy ass fool. What's up?
Yeah.
We're drinking, people. You know why? Because it's New Year's Eve. We're alive.
We're of age.
We're of age. We're 20... How? 23 years old.
We're going to be 24.
Kobe.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of age, R.I.P. Betty White. Right?
I never really follow her.
To be honest with you, me neither.
R.I.P.
To me, she was only famous because she was so old. We just couldn't believe, like, God damn, you're still going.
And she's white.
She's white, yeah. But I guess that's sad, you know what I mean?
I guess a lot of shit. I guess she had a big following. I never.
Maybe she was really hot when she was young. Cheers.
We just dabbed each other up.
Holy shit. That's one way to ruin your Starbucks drink.
You like it?
No, it's good, it's good. Mmm. They should have an alcoholic Starbucks, huh?
They do.
No, they don't.
They're called the Reserves.
Oh, I heard of
Starbucks
that.
Reserves.
I heard of that. My uncles told me about that.
I think there's one in LA. I think.
Let's go.
Let's go.
What were we talking about?
The gym.
The gym.
The age. She was 99. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Her birthday was like 2 weeks.
I won't talk about that age, though, honestly. What the fuck does Betty White have to do with me? Or with you?
Nothing.
Nothing. So, I guess my respects. I'm so sorry you died, but... You know.
Your time is up.
But we have a podcast to do, you know what I mean? Dab me up, dab me up.
Rest. Rest. No, I'm not gonna say it.
What? Say it.
No, no, she doesn't deserve it.
Say it. Whisper it, whisper.
I was gonna say rest in peace, Bozo, but...
The good news is the mic is so hot, it probably picked that up. Anyway, Yeah, dude, I left the gym yesterday, and I was like, fuck, man, like, I can't believe Eddie, like, outlifted me. Not because I'm like, oh, like, that's fucked up, dog. Who the fuck is Eddie to beat me, right? But I'm just like, dude, like, that means I got lazy, bro. Like, that means I should have been, like, I should have been way stronger. But I got lazy.
Like I said, my secret is a heartbreak.
Yeah, heartbreak really does it, you know what I mean? I remember when Liz and I were on our break and stuff. Oh, that was so sexy. That was the sexiest I've been in a while, honestly. I was wearing, like, wife beaters, and I was looking... I was wearing muscle shirts. Sorry. I was wearing muscle shirts, and I was like, God damn, who is this? I look like Machete and Spy Kids, you know?
Yeah.
Damn, I look sexy as hell. And then now, like, I'm in a happy relationship and stuff. Look at me.
When we're doing Stepmaster and Dibs, I was listening to Esos Celos, Mujeres Divinas.
All the heartbreak songs?
Yeah, just keep me going, you know?
Yeah, that's when you... I feel like when you're single and you work out with, like, that extra... How do they say it? Like, a chip on your shoulder, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're in the gym, you're like, dude, I have something to prove. Like, I'm getting sexy for a reason. And when you have a girlfriend, you're like, oh, well, my girlfriend loves me unconditionally, right? Like, Liz is like, dude, like... But yeah, like, you got a little extra over here, but who cares, you know what I mean? Yeah,
that's you're right. Love.
That's true, but I'm like, I told her that day, I'm like, you know what? You want to keep me pre-diabetic, woman. You like me being pre-diabetic. I don't like that, but.
No. Like, I posted her a picture, and then, like, five girls messaged me saying, oh, I can see the growth. I'm like, I don't want this message from you.
Wrong woman.
Off half of you are the wrong woman.
Be like, if you ever send me a message like that again, I'm blocking you. Straight up.
Yeah.
You got to take the attention. You got to like the attention.
That's cool.
It's cool?
It's cool.
You don't like the attention?
It's alright. It's not from the woman I want.
But yeah, it doesn't feel even a little, like, redeeming.
I don't care. Like, one of the girls like, oh, I can see the gains coming. Like, have you seen mine too? Because you're at the gym.
Oh, okay. Have you seen mine too? My God. Last time. What about me, though?
The fuck? Because you're at the gym. But, like, there's no gains.
There's no gains?
Yeah, but I told her, yeah, like, keep going. Like, we're going to get our goals.
This year is our year.
Yeah, she's like, I'm here to root for you. I was like, you don't have to. It's okay.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I have plenty of people rooting for me.
I have all the people. It's okay.
I don't need this pressure from you. Nah, but that's cool though, man. Especially in your case, dude, like I told you yesterday, dude, like you came a long way. Like, when we first started working out. And then you post your pictures now with your tits out and stuff. And you're just in the gym posing. Look at this guy.
Lights out, tits out.
Lights out, tits out, baby.
That's my motto.
But, yeah, dude. I'm going to dap you up again. Thank you. That's pretty dope. Like, when my homie Eli started working out. Like, my homie Eli and him. My homie Eli and me, I feel like we have kind of, like, the same, like, body structure. Mm-hmm. But this dude, like, I don't know. When I worked out with him, like, he was strong. Like, you could see his fucking shoulders. I remember when I first started working out, dude. I would do push-ups mm-hmm. in front of the mirror, like without my shirt. And I could see like the little shoulder, like, you know, there's like a little peanut. Yeah, the little peanut right here.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, that shit, I would get pumped. I would just keep doing push-ups, like just looking at it, like, holy shit. Because, you know, like when you don't lift weights, like you don't even think about your muscles, dude. You're just like, whatever. Like I move around, I walk around, I do things. I play ball, whatever.
That's good enough.
That's good enough. And then you start working out and you feel the soreness. And you're like, well, I got to look at the spot of the soreness. And you notice like your biceps or like.
The veins.
And like, yes, sir. Like, we're doing chest. Like, you start noticing, like, the dip and stuff. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's exciting when people start making progress. And you see your homies making progress. Like, dude, like, I've been working out for a while, right? So, when I see somebody that's, like, a beginner. And I'm like, dude, you don't even know how fucking exciting it's about to get for you, dog. When you're, like, a year into it. And you start to realize. You look back at pictures. Or people start telling you. You're like, mm-hmm. man, I'm a sexy ass fool.
But then there's also that time, like. You kind of feel just like giving up sometimes. Or like you lose motivation.
That shit. I used to be like pretty like self-motivated and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with COVID, for some reason, like it doesn't make sense, right? Because I have like I have a rack here in the house. I have all this stuff. But I just felt like, not depressed, but you get like sad because you're just stuck in your fucking house.
Yeah.
You don't want to work out. And then lately, I got the new job. So my schedule is now, like, more... It's busy, right? Like, when I was working with my dad, like, there was more flexibility. Like, if I work a half day, it's cool as long as I do my work. But at my new job, I have to be there the 8 hours. Mm-hmm. So I get home from work. I'm like, dude, what time am I going to work out? The time change. So there's, like, so many things, like, towards, the last quarter of the year that, like, distract you from wanting to work out.
Yeah.
Why don't you feel the same way?
No, because there's times where, like, I can, like, lift heavier every week. Like, okay, I'm doing heavier and heavier and heavier. And then there'll be, like, a time, where, like, a month straight, I can't go heavier. Yeah. So I'm like, fuck, is this it?
Am I, it's time for steroids?
is this my max?
You trying to go up to the buff black guy at the gym, hey, man?
Is this my laugh max?
What kind of creatine, winking at him, creatine do you take? Where do you buy your creatine?
Hey, nah, what are those COVID vaccines you have in your bag?
Yeah. Oh, you get the booster here? Booster? You know what I mean? The ass booster. But yeah, when you're first starting and you're working out, like you, it's easy to make progress like all the time. That's what I was thinking yesterday, dude. Like, I think by next year, by this time next year, you could bench like, what's your max now? 2 plates? Mm-hmm. You could easily be benching like 275. I'm trying maybe to get, more than 275.
I'm trying to get 2-3 plates by like August.
Maybe even 3 plates. Because you got strong pretty fast. And
it's a creatine.
It's the creatine, bro. It's the creatine. And the heartbreak. Right?
Heartbreak.
Yeah, heartbreak. Creatine and heartbreak, bro. That's a secret.
I've been slowing down, though, lately. So I'm like, fuck, I need to get...
What?
Slowing down.
Slowing down what? Heartbreak?
So, like, I need another heartbreak.
Damn. You heard that, ladies? Hit my man up. Pretend you're the perfect woman. I'll tell you exactly what he likes, doesn't like, so you can play him right, you know what I mean? Really get him going.
Just leave me on red. We can text for, like, 2 days. You leave me on red.
Yeah, just ignore him. Plan a date. He loves to drink. And then just cancel on him last minute.
That's what it is.
That's all he needs.
I'll be at the gym all 24 hours.
Nah, but I don't know. The gym is cool. Like, I love working out. But lately, I feel like this past week, I've, like, gotten back into it and stuff. Like, yesterday working out with you guys, I really, like, I feel like it motivated me again. Because I'm like, goddamn, bro. Like, I do not want to be the weakest guy in a fucking 3-guy group. That's bullshit. Right? And once again, it's not, like, a knock on you or anything. It's just, like, for me, I'm like, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, it should be like, you should be able to show, like, all right, I've been working out 5 years. Eddie's been working out 2 years. Drew this long. Well, you would think there's like a fucking,
yeah,
an order, right? And when that order is like messed up for me, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, obviously.
This is your motivation.
Yeah, for me, yeah, this is what motivates me. Like, obviously, I'm not doing what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So, and then you can look back and make excuses, but I'm like, you know what? No, like, just, you're fucking lazy, dude. You didn't do the work that you were doing at the beginning, and people fucking catch up to you. Not because they're doing some crazy shit, but just because they're doing the work that you stopped doing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, man, that's it, dude. Like, nah, I can't let people, I can't let people catch up to me like that, right? I love you, Eddie, and everything, but it cannot happen. It cannot happen to me. But yeah, man, we'll see what happens. This is next year. How do you feel about 2021?
I think it was good overall. Doing good.
Pretty good year. Solid. Do you have any highlights for your year?
Just getting in shape. I mean, we finally had our graduation ceremony.
True, true, true.
I think that was the highlight. The main highlight.
That was the main highlight, your ceremony?
Yeah, I mean, I traveled. Got a new job.
Got tattoos. You got tatted up, no?
Yeah. I think I got three this year.
You got tatted up and titted up, huh, baby?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. What about you?
I don't know, man. Well, I think that walking, it was like when you finally leave college, you're like, holy shit, like, I can't believe they just let me leave, bro. Like, I can't believe...
They just let you go.
I can't believe they just, like, actually sent me my diploma. They let me walk. It was one of those things where I didn't feel like... When they submitted your grades and stuff, and you see your grades, especially when it's, like, time for you to, like, actually... For them to process your graduation. Like, the whole time I was like, fuck, man. The last thing I wanted for them to tell me I'm missing a requirement.
That's, like, the most stressful thing, huh?
Yeah, that was stressful. So, because people are like, oh, did you pass your classes this semester? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, you're good. And you're like, no, dude, you don't get it, man. Like, no, like, I'm not going to feel good until they tell me you're going to graduate. Like, yeah, that's it. Accepted.
I remember, like, my last semester, I talked to, like, four different counselors just to make sure. Or advisors just to make sure. I was like, hey, like, I'm good, right? I'm good. Anything else? And then one of them was like, oh... I was like, no. Like, oh, no, you're good. Wrong
student. You were done after the computer. What? What are you looking at? What does it say? What does it say right there?
Show me.
Dude, I remember when I was going through it in school, like, I was like, fuck, man. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't know. I was, like, in between, like, nutritional science and sociology. I was like, I had started doing some of the coursework for nutritional science on my own, dude. I hadn't even talked to a counselor.
I remember.
I just started, and you were like, what the fuck? Like, you're raw. I'm like, yeah, I'm raw dogging it, bro. Like, I'm looking up the requirements, and I was like, it got to a point where I was like, that's it, dude. Like, I can't be, like, double dipping. Like, either you go this way, or you go that way, or otherwise you're stuck, like, with nothing. Mm-hmm. And I talked to a counselor, and he was, like, shitting on me, like, oh, why'd you wait this long? And I was getting pissed off, like, motherfucker, like, just help me, like, just fucking help me.
Don't gaslight
me. You don't think it's too late already for you to tell me I fucked up? You don't think I know that? Why do you think I'm with the counselor? When do you see me here? Never. So I fucked up, obviously. And that happened, whatever. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do social. Like, I like social. Nutritional science is cool now, but I was like, that's not broad enough. And then there's this other counselor, Ricky. I don't know if you had him. A bald guy. Asian. He was like Asian.
Yeah.
And he made it so easy, dude. I walked in and he's like, all right, you have this many units. And I shit you not, dude. 5-minute appointment. And he was like, on a white sheet of paper that I deadass took a picture of. And I put it on my desktop, my computer.
Yeah.
And he was like, do this. He's like, 3 semesters and you'll graduate. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, really? And he's like, yep. He's like, just do that and you'll graduate. And I was like, well, like, any class from, like, this block? He's like, yep. And I went to another counselor. And on Zoom during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, am I doing okay? Am I on track? He's like, yeah. And I would every time do like twice a semester because I wanted to make sure. So when I finally left, I was like, damn, dude, like, I can't believe I fucking got out. Because you never know with counselors, dude. They could fuck you just because you're lazy. Or, I mean, you never know. You hear so many stories in college where counselors lie to people or they're lazy and they don't do their due diligence to give you the right info. And then people get stuck for another year or something. Or they don't. For some reason, they're too late for a program or something. And I was like, I do not want to be that person, dude.
I remember, I only became a sociology major because I wanted to be a criminal justice major. But for that, you need like a 3.5.
Oh, yeah, fuck no.
Yeah. And then she's like, it looks like you're not going to be able to make it in time because we had to declare like our major by, I guess, the end of sophomore year or our second year. She's like, it looks like you're not going to make it, but if you want to be a sociology major, that's close. I was like, just say I'm fucking stupid.
She was trying to save you the heartache.
Yeah, she's like, there's no requirement to be a sociology major. You just need a 2.0.
Yeah.
I was like, so I'm stupid. So I went to the stupid major. But I liked it. It was cool.
Dude, the way I feel about social is like, look, you could be a really lazy sociologist and bullshit your way. Just like you, like with all of the, a lot of like the humanity programs, right? Like Chicano studies or what else? Like psych. Because a lot of that is just reading and understanding and applying. right? So you could be lazy. Those people that were just fucking lazy and they're getting by. But I'm like, dude, like, it would piss me off because I'm like, you're not fucking learning anything, dude. Like, you're not understanding what the fuck they're trying to teach you. You could be like, it is what you make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, there was some people there that I'm like, dude, like, are you sure you're like a fucking 30-year student? Are you sure? And like, I'm going to graduate next year. Like, really? From what? Fucking adult high school, what do they call it? The night class? Continuation school or what? But yeah, dude, that was a big highlight. That was a long way to say that was a highlight. I'd say, did this podcast even... Because it's one of those things where I'm like, you know what? Like, let's just fucking do it. We had talked about it. And I want to give a shout out to the Front Row Seat podcast because...
Shout out.
Those guys motivated me to like finally push it. Because I'm like, I knew about Jacob and stuff. I don't think I met him yet. But when I was like, he has a podcast, I'm like, what the fuck? Why can't I? Like, why? If he's doing it, then why can't I do it? Like, what's stopping me? What the fuck? No knock on Jacob, right? But I'm like, what the fuck is so special about Jacob? You know what I mean? Like, he's a regular dude.
He's an Italian.
He's an Italian guy, you know, already, you know. But he's friends with one of my friends. I'm like, he's not fucking rich or anything. Like, you don't need to be a super genius.
Yeah.
I was like, just fucking do it. I'm like, a lot of times with things that you want to do, it's just that you're fucking lazy and you don't want to do them. Like, do you ever have, like, an assignment that you need to do and you put off for, like, so long, last minute, and then you start it, you go, fuck it, I'm going to do it, and it takes you 10, 30 minutes?
Nah, I wouldn't do them. I'd hit you up, like, did you do the assignment? You're like, yeah, like, oh, okay. Fuck, I got to do mine.
Or that, yeah, or that, right? Oh, fuck. Well, there's moments when you go, like, why am I not doing it? And it's like, well, I'm just being fucking lazy, right? And this podcast, dude, like, this podcast has been, the way we've done it, this podcast has been super easy, in my opinion. The hardest thing has been getting the sound right for the podcast, right? Yeah. Which I'm still not, like, 100% happy with it. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And it's the same shit. I haven't taken the time to sit down and figure out or do research, like, what do I have to do, right? But, like, we just started the podcast and we've done it this far and it's 32 episodes already. And we'll see, man. We have another year. Another year, another 30-plus episodes, hopefully. And it's just going to get better.
Next year, season 2?
Nah, we'll do no seasons here, dog. Mm-hmm. You want to do a season? You want to do... Why should we do a season?
For each year.
Season style. For each year?
Yeah. Season 22.
Season 22?
Yeah.
Why not season 2?
For 22.
This was season 1 for 21.
Yeah, 21.
We're going to have to do season 22. That sounds lame as fuck. It's going to sound like we're like a old, like Grey's Anatomy or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be that. Fuck that show. We could do season 2.
Fuck doctors and nurses. Fuck doctors and nurses. You're right.
Really? Want to get into that? Well... While you're hot, about why you don't like nurses and doctors.
We went over this last week.
Yeah, but do it again. Some people that didn't listen last week might listen to this. It could be quick.
I hate nurses. They fucked up my arm. Uh-huh. And now I leave every nurse on red.
Damn. You hear that? So if you're a nurse in the fucking Huntington Park area, my boy might break your heart. So watch out. Let's see.
Oh, we formed a Pico Maywood Alliance.
That's true. We finally formed it. The Fuvengers.
The Fuvengers.
It happened.
Carhe Rivera. Pico Carhe.
You know, honestly, Carhe is it's in the trenches.
Like Pico?
Not like Pico. Pico, honestly, let me be real for a minute, right? Pico is a garbage place, but it's beautiful, and there's history there. Carhe is just like, nobody knows who the fuck, what the fuck Carhe is. Nobody knows where it's at. People talk shit. They go, oh, you live in Carhe? Like, which one of the fucking four blocks do you live on? Which one of the four streets do you live on? And sure, it's pretty small. It's crappy. But there's potential in Carhe.
I like that.
There's potential, right? I know people around here that, you know, they're doing some cool shit. So just watch out. That's all I'm going to say. Bell, you know, I know Bell is a pretty big city. And they like to walk around with a fucking big dick like they're the shit. But
Maywood. I know like 10 people from Maywood now.
There you go, Maywood. Maywood had that corrupt-ass government a while ago. I didn't forget. You guys had to disband your police department. You even forgot about that. You guys had to employ the sheriffs just like we do. But that's another topic for another day on another podcast episode.
For the next season?
Right? Yeah, next season we're going to dig into corruption in Southeast LA. But yeah, I know another highlight. Let me think. There's many highlights. There's like highlights...
It was actually a pretty good year, honestly.
That was a pretty good year. I cannot complain, dude. We both got new jobs, right? We got our full-time jobs. We graduated. We both got work right after graduating. is it exactly what we had envisioned? Maybe not, but at the same time, it's like, what the fuck? I didn't have a plan.
You gotta start somewhere.
You gotta start somewhere. And some people, they're still stuck trying to figure it out, and it's cool. It takes time.
No rush.
No rush. Especially if you don't have to rush. If you're super broke, well then, dog, you know what? Get on that fucking bike and start looking, because you need to pay some bills. But you can afford to take your time and play around with different ideas and shit. Why not? Because you're going to work for the rest of your life, so you might as well do something that's fun. Let me think. I know there was one more I wanted to throw out there. Didn't the Dodgers win a championship this year?
No, that was last year.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say that.
I hate the guy.
But yeah, you know what? We could talk about goals for next year. We'll do that towards the end. We could talk a little bit about what I posted up. Give me a second on Instagram. Sorry, people, for the dead air. I'm putting up the Instagram questions. I didn't really get that many, but we're just going to dig right into it. Okay. The homie Joseph Ramos wants us to talk about the Lakers and how they fucking suck.
Lakers fucking suck ass.
Honestly, dude, whenever I watch the Lakers, I want them to lose. I'm a Laker fan, but I hope those idiots lose every single game when I watch them play.
I hope they trade out Ninja Turtle-looking ass Russell Westbrook,
dude. I remember people were always like, they were so excited, and I had tweeted, dude, I cannot wait for LeBron and Westbrook to argue. It has not happened yet. They haven't argued, but I know LeBron hates his ass. I just know.
He can't make a layup.
Yeah, every time LeBron, like, he's getting double teamed, and he throws some crazy ass pass to Russell Westbrook, and he drives in, and it just, like, flies over the rim. I know LeBron wants to, like, fucking
trade him.
Choke him in and trade him. So that team is fun to watch when they lose.
Trade AD, trade Westbrook. Let go of DeAndre Jordan. Like I told you yesterday, they're losing because they don't have the Mexican ethic, work ethic. They need us.
How many Mexican NBA players is there? There's like two, no?
Who?
I don't even know their names.
Oh, isn't Devin Booker technically
Mexican? Devin Booker is like half Mexican or something like that.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, but then again, Elizabeth Warren is Native American, right? And you couldn't tell either. Right? That's all I want to say about that. We're playing technicalities, and yeah, Devin Booker is Mexican. He might be. Don't quote me on that. Actually, it's okay, whatever. But yeah, in all seriousness, yeah, the Lakers, dude.
Who do you think we should get? I think we need Bobby Portis.
Uh-huh. Bobby Portis Jr., all right.
Bobby Portis Jr. And we need Gobert.
Rudy Gobert? Rudy COVID Gobert?
Rudy COVID Gobert.
Rudy Super Spreader Gobert?
That's my deep right there.
Yeah, bro, that's a... Rudy Gobert is garbage. We need Ennis Cantor. Freedom, that's what we need, baby.
Ennis Freedom Cantor?
Just change his name, bro. That guy is the biggest America weeb out there, bro. A Turkish man. He's getting outcasted by Turkey. And is, like, just sucking up to the U.S. That guy is CIA.
Yeah, sure. CIA.
Ennis Cantor Freedom. Ennis Freedom Cantor is a CIA asset.
He's the type of dude who go to be like, can I buy one weed, please?
One weed, please, for a big party I'm having. Turkish-style party.
My friend, one weed.
Yeah. And I used to like Ennis Cantor.
Me too. Because he was a shit talker.
He was a shit talker. He was like, I was going to say girthy. Gritty. he was a gritty center. But he just, I don't know. He got stuck in that era. Like Dwight Howard style centers. But I don't know, honestly. The Lakers traded Rajon Rondo this morning.
The Lakers got Denzel Valentine.
Denzel Valentine. They're going to release him to open up roster spot. But they need a point guard that is a point guard. Not a Russell Westbrook point guard. Because Russell Westbrook is ball dominant and he's not interested in...
The Lakers can lose, but as long as he has triple-double, he won.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm stacking my stats. I don't give a fuck about this team. So, honestly, I would trade Russell Westbrook. I don't care how good he is.
They fucked up my game. DeRozan or Lowry.
Yeah. Kyle Lowry would have been... would have been going way better than this one with Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. At least he's a team leader.
But this is the status with the Lakers. They're the Lakers. They have the money. They want to flex on people. Let's try it. How did it go with fucking Russell Westbrook and James Harden? The Rock. It was terrible.
I think they should get a... They should start Melo.
Nah, but he's not the problem.
But they should start him. He should be on the bench.
Start him in what position?
Because what's LeBron playing? Huh? What's LeBron playing? The three or the
four? Last time, five? He was playing the five last time I checked.
Oh, did you see the tweets? Like, Anthony Davis should check out LeBron playing the five? Because didn't he get like 24-11-11?
He did?
I think so. He got like 24.
Yeah, but LeBron's not playing like a center.
But he's playing better than AD.
Well, yeah, because it's... Yeah.
If AD could, he play the one to avoid playing the five.
That's true. AD wants to be small so bad, dude.
I know.
So get your ass in there and smack these dudes around. But yeah, that's all I want to say. 2021, the Lakers, I love to see them lose. I'm a huge... Not a huge Laker fan, right? But I'm a pretty big Laker fan. But they deserve to lose, honestly. Wait, and
I hope they lose. You know who I hate? Joseph Nurkic.
Who?
Joseph Nurkic.
I don't know who that is. Isn't he on the Blazers?
The center for the Blazers. I hate his perm.
Why? Oh, my God. It's tacky?
Yeah.
His perm is tacky, bro. Yeah. I don't know. I can't complain. Ricky Rubio. Sorry about that ACL, baby. It happens. Talk to Derrick Rose. He'll let you know. What did you say yesterday? I remember you said that something about he's Spanish. He's from Spain, so...
Well, that's what he gets for being a freaking...
A colonizer?
Colonizer.
Colonizers deserve to rupture their ACLs.
This is from Montezuma, bitch.
Yeah. Montezuma?
Yeah.
Oh, but God, please don't take my ACL, all right? I'm sorry for what I said. My friend said that, not me. Thank you, Mr. Joseph, for your idea for a topic. It was very great. My neighbor, and my front house neighbor, who lives over there, I'm pointing at it right now, Gio, wants us to discuss tacos de tripa. Have you had that?
Never had it. What's that?
Tacos, it's a tripa, is like a tripe, the part of the animal.
Oh no.
Where is that at? Tacos de tripa are very delicious. They can be very crunchy. It's intestine, dude. That shit is fucking nasty, right? Like if you boil it and you eat it, like intestines, it's disgusting. But you fucking boil it up, throw it on the grill, salsita, cilantro, cebolla, and you have yourself a party. So one day if there's tacos de tripa around here, I'll call you up. Thank you, Gio, for making us hungry. God bless you. My sister.
Shout out to Caro.
Wants to discuss old heads that say draws when referring to to women's undergarments.
What?
Because dude, last time we were driving around and we're listening to the Kanye song, what is it called? Drive Slow. Mm-hmm. And it's just something about that, right? Like Kanye's like, oh, like trying to get up in them draws or something like that. And I'm like, she's like, dude, that's such an old head thing to say. Like that's not gonna turn any woman on. Like, hey, let me get in them draws. Like, who the fuck talks like that?
Send me some draw pics.
Yeah. Who the fuck says shit like that?
What's color redraws?
That's how you know Kanye West is old, dude.
How old is he? Like 30, 40, 50?
He might be like in his 40s.
Early 40s?
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah.
When I was born, he was already alive, so.
Well, that's many people that are just not saying a lot, you know what I mean? But yeah, dude, old heads are funny as fuck. Trying to get up in them draws. Says that. Imagine. Imagine you trying to say that right now to some girl. How did that work for you?
What's the color of your draws?
Oh, yeah. If I guess right. I don't want to get into it, but...
It's an interesting question.
It's not even the question. It's just got to try to be a little comedian, dude. I don't know. It's just funny how, like, in hip-hop, you get it. You get dated pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like, think about rappers from when we were in high school, like ASAP Rocky. Like, ASAP right now, he's old. ASAP, in my opinion.
Rocky Ferg. Just the whole mob. ASAP mob.
All that shit's corny as fuck. Oh, ASAP mob. What the fuck? Grown ass man in a mob? What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, yeah. What's that for that clothes brand? Vlone? Whatever.
Oh,
some fucking idiot's gonna fucking message me telling me I'm a fucking idiot because I messed up the name. Blown, whatever.
Blown.
Or the Supreme versus Bape. Shit? Yeah. There was a guy beating people up for wearing a Bape. That shit. Lil B, the bass guy. You know Lil B?
Oh, yeah. Lil B. Foot guy?
Huh?
The foot
guy, yeah. Well, that's what he is now. Yeah. But back in the day, Lil B was a savage, bro. He was for the people. And now he's old. Just an old creepy guy into feet.
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy is old, dog. That guy is
like elementary.
Doing the Superman. You know what Superman is for? You want to know? All right. If you are a child, cover your ears. Or if you're a Christian. A Superman is basically when you skeet on a woman's back. And you throw the fucking the covers on her. What? He's Superman.
So it sticks to her?
But yeah, he put a cape on her. that is what he's referring to. Yeah.
Oh my god.
According to my cousin Danny, right? That's what cousin Danny told me. Now,
hop up off the bed, turn my swag on, look in the mirror, say what's up, what's up.
Yeah, who says that? Like, Superman in that hole, like, punch her? No, dog, Superman her.
Skeet on her.
Skeet on her. Throw the fucking sheet on her. She's Superman now.
Those names are fucking crazy. Like, Gorilla Mask. Oh, you always say what it is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once again, if you're Christian, turn this off or fast forward. Hit the little 15-second forward thing because we're getting explicit here.
You ski in her face, mm-hmm. and then you put your pubes on her.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
That's what they call a gorilla mask,
dude. Like shit like that. I'm like, you need help, bro. Because you're like in the middle of like you know doing your thing. You're like, here, turn this off. Hurry. You're like, I don't know.
Or like angry bull.
Mm-hmm. You get this is the last one, then we have to move past this, alright?
Okay, I'll give you names. Which one do you want here? Angry Bull or Angry Dragon?
I don't know. Angry Dragon.
So you ski in her mouth? Okay. Okay. And then you hit the back of her head, so then it comes out through her nose.
Oh my god.
So it looks like the smoke from the dragon.
That's not real. Nobody has ever done that. Alright, tell me the other one. Angry Bull. Last one, guys.
So you're in
Hold up, people. We're still talking about that stuff. You don't want to hear hit the 15-second forward thing again.
So you're doing doggy style, mm-hmm. and then you hold on to her and you say a different girl's name and you try to stay on as long as possible.
This is Reddit shit, dog. This is not real.
No, this is Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, Urban Dictionary even more. Like I heard my cousin be like, look, he's like, you know what a blumpkin is? You know what that is?
What?
Blumpkin?
What?
You know what it is?
No, what is
okay,
it?
Okay, no. He told me about that and I was like, no, we're like 11 years old, dog. And he was like, look it up on Urban Dictionary. And I'll tell you after because it's fucking disgusting and I want to move past
it.
I
want to know now.
No. I'll whisper in your ear. Alright, I told him what it was. Alright, so we're done with this topic now. But things. How do we even get on this topic?
How did we?
Oh, drawers. Thank you, Kettle. See what your fucking comment did? Good for you, Kettle. You did a really good job with that one. Anyway. If you've been fast forwarding, you can stop now. We're back to regular stuff.
PG
breakfast burrito. I don't know. Was there another topic before we move on to the next segment?
Was that all the questions?
That was it. All I got was three.
Let's move on to the next segment.
All right. So it's New Year's Eve, 2021, December 31st. Any goals you have for the next year? Any plans? You don't have to get all sentimental and shit, right? But just
travel maybe even more
in a pandemic.
Yeah, well, shut the fuck up. Yeah, pandemic
only a dog. Like, yeah, what are you gonna do about it, Marcos?
I'm boosted.
You can tell me
I'm boosted.
You're stronger than me, dog. You can fucking bully me now.
I'm boosted.
You're boosted.
Hopefully get a new job.
You work in the healthcare industry.
Leave the healthcare industry.
You're going to leave the healthcare industry in 2021?
Did you see the picture I sent you where I had to wear all those garments?
Oh, yeah, I'm dressed like a fucking Ghostbuster.
I was fucking pissed.
Just to help people with addiction and shit. I'm like, goddamn, bro. But all right.
Their addiction is not my fault.
Oh, yeah. Are you sure you want to have said that?
You're ruining my drip.
I wore my good outfit today. I know you wore your last day of work for the year outfit and had you dressed up like that. That's fucked up. No, but yeah, that's it. Just travel more.
Yeah.
Alright, what about goals for the podcast?
Maybe have more guests.
More guests for the podcast? Mm-hmm. Alright. Fair enough. What about working out? What about goals for working out? Let's see. We'll do a list of goals right now. We're going to do squat, bench, and dead. Go. What numbers you want to hit?
I think bench and squat, three plates.
So, three plates, so 315... And then bench also?
Yeah.
All right.
And then deadlift, four plates.
Was that 405?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I say squat, I want to hit... I want to do 345. Bench. 315, I don't know. I feel like 315 is pretty... I'll put 2. 95.
Okay.
And then... I could do more than four plates, bro. If I'm being honest with you. Let's do 455. They're pretty good goals. When you look at, like, bodies, like, what kind of body do you want to have?
I'm good with the one I have right now. I just want to lose I want to lose my lonjas.
You don't want to get big?
Yeah, but I'm trying to cut this off. I've been trying to cut off sugar.
Dude, you do not have a fucking fat stomach.
No, but I have lonjas right here.
Dude, that's nothing.
I got these ever since I started working at my job. Because I'm sitting down all day.
Well,
at least at Starbucks, I was walking around.
But to be fair, at Starbucks, you were eating like 2 sandwiches a day, bro. That was your diet. Right? Yeah, 2 sandwiches, like a couple coffees.
Yeah, you're right.
And like fucking amino acids. That was your diet.
But, wait, what are amino acids?
Oh, never mind. Pre-workout then. Creatine. Oh. There was some shit you were taking that I was like, that's not what you think it is. You're drinking a supplement for the wrong reason.
Wasn't it woke as fuck?
Was it? That's a pre-workout.
Or was it E4? Or C4?
C4. No, those are pre-workouts.
Because I've only taken those two and then the creatine.
I don't know. There was something where you thought you were doing something else and I was like, dude, that is not what that's for. And you're like, well, it works. And I'm like, all right. Like, well, who am I to argue with that? If it's working for you, it's working for you.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah. What about you?
All right, I'd say for the podcast, go through the podcast. I think I want to organize it a little better. I want to have more structure. I like the way that today, like today I was like, you know what, just take notes, bro. That's it. Just be a little more organized with the podcast. Have more guests. I like having guests on. What else? For the gym, I just want to fucking work out like I used to work out and just fucking do it and get sore as fuck. And just get sexy again, you know what I mean? I want to wear muscle shirts again. I want to look like a little Italian. The Italian Puerto Rican guy. That's all I really want, dude. I don't want to get fired, right? Who wants to get fired? I want to keep my job. If my boss ever listens to this, please, boss. I'll work overtime or something. I don't know. Don't fire me. And that's it, man. If I get COVID, I hope I whoop its ass. If not, well then, well, fucked. You know what I mean? That's really all I have, dude. My goals. Well, I already talked about my numbers that I want to hit on for my powerlifting movements. That's it. You want to do a 2021 wrap-up? So what is this wrap-up? You can lead it off.
Well, I feel like we already did it. Just discuss what we did this year. How we felt this year. Okay.
So that was a wrap-up. Yeah, good podcast. Anything else you want to say?
I just wish everyone a good New Year's. New Year's and New Year.
Same thing, no? Or New Year's event and New Year in general?
A New Year's event and then a New Year.
Damn, alright.
Do you believe in New Year's?
Do I believe in New Year?
Yeah.
Like in the concept of a New Year? Do I believe in that?
Yeah.
Of course, there is a New Year. But I think it's arbitrary, it's fake.
Yeah. Like when people say, this is my year, like, I just want to say,
damn, big hater, dog. You're a big hater.
Technically, time's not real.
Ben Shapiro ass fool. Technically, the concept of you're screened about. Shut the fuck up.
Technically, time's not real.
I mean, you know what?
I wake up extra early just to have more time.
That's right.
To have more time to hate.
Oh, I love to hate on things, dude. I love hating. Remember we talking about that with Mel the other day? Yeah, I was like, dude, I love to hate things. I don't know why. I wish I was positive. I just say.
I don't need an alarm clock. The hatefulness just wakes me up.
Oh, yeah. But my desire for hate, it keeps me going. But yeah, I think it's like a new year is like religion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We all just agree that there's a new year. And we start the calendar over. And we study patterns and shit and we do it.
But life just continues.
Like religion. Like, do we have actual proof? No. People go, oh, the sky, the sun rises. That's my proof. All right, dog, whatever.
So science, bitch.
Yeah. But just don't even argue with this people. Okay, I get it. Because I'm like, you know what? If it helps you, then fuck it. It's like a new year. If you had a shitty year, and you're like, oh, next year's going to be better. Isn't it fucked up for me to go?
And in 11 hours, it's going to change?
In 11 hours, your life, 100% better. That's not how it works. Oh, don't tell me something's going to come to my house right now, bro. Maybe. I hope it's not anywhere that listens to the podcast and they hear me say this. Imagine. But, yeah, you know, a new year, I think, even if I wanted to be an asshole about it, because that's what my dad is too. I'm like, who gives a fuck about the new year, right? And he gave me the same talk, like the same thing I'm saying now is what he said. He's like, yeah, the new year is just like a fresh start, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you think you had a good year this year? Like, all right, we'll try to make this year the same or even better. Otherwise, wouldn't it really suck if we're just like in a continuous loop of time? We're just like, oh, day 3,537. You know, and it's like, oh, fuck, like, when does it end? So, but if I'm fucking around and I'm just kidding, oh, then yeah, there's no fucking new year, dog. Just shut the fuck up. We have to go to work on Monday. Nothing changed. Isn't it funny how we're just like going around like, all right, man, see you, like, happy new year. Like, yesterday we were right here in the office, like, sending out invoices and shit. Like, we want to close the year out and stuff. Like, why? We're back on Monday. Why are we doing all this? They're not going to pay you magically on Monday. Burping the fucking coffee. This shit is good, dude. It's really good.
Fire.
Put a shot of whiskey inside of my, what is this? Venti chai tea latte with oat milk and a single shot of espresso. I'm going to work out right now and be amped up. But yeah, dude. To all our listeners, thank you so much for listening to our podcast consistently. To those of you that are listening to every episode, we appreciate you. We know it gets kind of stupid sometimes, but that's why it's fun, right?
That's why we do it.
We're not fucking scientists.
We do this for you.
We're not getting paid for this. We just do it just because it's fun. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Please share this podcast. Send it to people, to your friends. Oh my God, the brown chubby guy, he's so cute. Send it to your friends and stuff. Or the tall guy with glasses, he's ta curiosito, you know, stuff like that. You know, just send it to your friends and just because the Breakfast Burrito podcast is here to stay, baby.
We're not going anywhere.
At least another 2 months. No, but yeah, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If nobody had listened to this podcast, I don't know if we would still fucking record it, if we were getting like 5 listens. But thankfully, every week we get a consistent number of people listening. And I was looking at the stats today, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of female listeners.
Oh, wow.
So shout out to women. Men, step it up. You're kind of letting me down, dog. Like, there's 2 men on this podcast. And we have more women than men listening. Come on. All these years of patriarchy and you guys are slipping on this one thing. Come on. But thank you, women.
Shout out, women. Wouldn't be here without them.
Wouldn't be here without women. Also, we have a pretty consistent... We have about half and half. Half people on Spotify, half people on Apple Podcasts. So come on, keep competing. Send it to your friends. Like, oh, listen to it on this platform or that one. But you can get this podcast on any streaming service where you can listen to podcasts. And just thank you, you know. Thank you for listening to our podcast once again. Anything else you want to say to our listeners?
Shout out, everyone. Shout out all the guests we had this year.
That's true. Shout out to all our guests. If you've been on this podcast, thank you so much for giving us a shot coming on here. Well, who are some of our guests? Let's go. Thank you to Andrew, Rudy, Oliver,
Mel, Fanshaw,
Jacob Fanshaw, Liz and Jackie. Of course, Liz. Beautiful. You know what I mean? Who else has been on this podcast?
Ciao, Perrita.
Jackie. I think that's it. Oh Raya? My God, no, Raya? That's not it, dude.
Raya?
Yeah, that's true. Shout out to Raya. Shout out to Ramo. Shout out to Sharpshooter. Sharpshooter is going to be dropping something, I think, in January. So I know when that shit drops, we're going to plug it. That's just badass. Shout out to the homie Daniel Olea. A legend. I don't know why I have fucking... Maybe because we did those like later in the day or something like that. But if I missed somebody, I don't think we did. Yeah, Daniel Lea, Sharpshooter. That's it. Thank you to all of you who have done the podcast. Ruth and Diego, who also did the podcast. Yeah, yeah. My God, I have a shit memory. Fucking eating too much meat, you know what I mean? There was a lot of people. Shout out to my sister. I know. Shout out to Caro. Caro designed the logo for the Breakfast Burrito podcast. You know that? Caro sketched it up on her iPad and I did a few things on there too. I like selected colors and I drew like the fucked up burrito or whatever. But shout out to my sister. And if you want to do the podcast, if you listen to this podcast and you want to do it, do not hesitate to hit us up. And you know, we want people on our podcast. If you're cool, if you're fucking lame, like have some like, you know, introspection and like think, would I be good on the podcast?
Wait, shout out Mel. Do we call her up?
Yeah, we did. Shout out to Mel. In all seriousness, thank you to all our guests. If you want to be a guest, hit us up. We love having guests on here. It's fun. And yeah, thank you. It was a good 2021. Happy New Year's. Happy yeah, Happy New Year's. We hope all of you have a great year.
Be safe.
Be safe. Keep listening to our podcast. And that's it. Thank you, guys.